If you've been an interested participant of the recently rollicking political conventions in Tampa and Charlotte, then you've got to join your fellow Republicans, Democrats, and Independents on September the 29th through October the 3rd as 44 plays for 44 presidents take center stage at Muhlenberg as a part of a national festival. Or, but perhaps you would like to be a carefree sailor on a one-day pass in New York City. Well, on the town. Yep, it's a hell of a town, and you know that the Bronx is up, but the battery's down. It's a love letter to the Big Apple, set during the times of World War II, with a fabulous score by Leonard Bernstein. Well, now, I could stop the enticement right now, but I've got to insist that you witness firsthand a world premiere by Bridget Mullins, The Bourgeois Pig, an exploration of the hopes and dreams of an unusual American family. Oh, yes, wait a minute, there's more. Don't hang up the phone yet, please, because in our studio today is the chairperson of the theater and dance department at Muhlenberg College to disclose those future productions. This is WDIY 88.1, a Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we are pleased to welcome today Dr. Jim Peck. Hi, Jim.
Hey, George. Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me so much.
Good to have you. And we were talking a little bit earlier before we came on. It really is a diverse and exciting season. It's going to take a while to get through this.
Not only the fall, but the spring season, continuing into spring.
Well, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is our aesthetic breadth. That's one of the hallmarks of the department, mm-hmm. and we really do try to move it all over the map. So we want both to give our students the opportunity to see and be in as many different kinds of work as we can, and also to entice the audiences with a full range of the kinds of events you can put on a stage in front of people.
Very good.
That's wonderful. When we will talk about it in a moment, but it runs the gamut from world premieres, original scores, period pieces, contemporary, and starting with 44 plays for 44 presidents, pretty darn topical.
Yeah. Yeah. We're really excited about this project. We are... one of our faculty members, Troy Dwyer, is putting it together, and he has done the play previously, and he was mm-hmm. contacted by the Neo-Futurists, which are a Chicago and New York-based theater ensemble, collective theater ensemble, mm-hmm. About doing it again. And what they have done is they're putting together a festival all over the country, 44 productions throughout the United States that are playing during election season, mm-hmm. and all of which will perform in addition to the ticketed public performances that we're doing in our theater, all of which will perform on election eve as well, and then people will stay and be able to watch the election results and cheer for their candidate. And then on top of that, each of these 44 productions has been assigned one of the presidents that they're specializing in. And then we're doing James Buchanan, and the Neo-Futurists are then assemble an additional piece that sort of brings together all 44 productions. So we're part of a big national effort to focus attention on the election and on the history of the American presidency. It's a rocking good time, this show. There's sort of little snapshots of pungent moments from the lives and times of these 44 American leaders.
Mm-hmm. And in a variety of styles, I understand. Like, it's just one thing after another. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of, and all kidding aside, you know, an evening that's not committed to either party. It's really democratic process.
I think that is true. You know, I'd say it's a nonpartisan event that probably leans to the left.
And Troy, actually, I thought it was interesting in terms of working democracy. He's one of four directors, four stage managers, two choreographers.
Yeah, no, it's a really great model that he's put together. In fact, the way that the schedule has worked out, they have, I think, 12 days to put the thing together, so it's very rapid fire. So what he's done is to assemble a team of student directors that he's doing the piece with, Lily Dwoskin and Gerald Kaplan and Judy Mandel, all of whom are Muhlenberg seniors, mm-hmm. and they sort of drew straws, or I don't know how they chose the plays, but they each are taking responsibility for a certain number of the pieces. Then they have a couple student choreographers, Allison Berger and Nina Pongrantz, and Troy is overseeing the whole shebang to make sure that it has coherence as an evening. But it's a lot of divide and conquer come together, split apart, come back, show what you've done, remake it again. and go forward. I'm very excited for it. It's a wonderful piece.
And this will be in the studio theater.
Yeah, it's in the studio.
So I would suggest, I mean, it's going to be probably more fun than the, no, I won't say it's more fun than the election itself. certainly more fun in the moment.
Right. And on the down, I must tell you that, you know, I was a sailor and did have a one-day pass.
Oh, no.
I don't want to do World War II.
That's too much information.
But I don't know if you could put all of what I lived in that one night in New York as a sailor on stage.
Yeah.
But On the Town does.
Yes, On the Town does, right.
Well, yeah, On the Town is, to me, one of the great American musicals, right? Is from the right that period when the musical was at its height. It's a score by Leonard Bernstein, originally conceived from a ballet by Jerome Robbins.
Oh, really?
I didn't know. It was initially a ballet called Fancy Free that was about sailors on the on a pass in New York, and it was I forget who saw it. I think it was Bernstein. No. You know who it was? It was. I'm forgetting. It was the set designer, whose name is escaping me, who saw it and thought, you know, this would make a great musical. Mm-hmm. And so they got George Kaufman was the original director, the great impresario, George Kaufman. Mm-hmm. And Bernstein, you know, redid the score for singing. And Robbins did the choreography and, you know, it was a huge, huge hit.
And we were talking earlier about one of the strengths of the Muhlenberg program for the students is this rich mix of dance and theater being accessible and available.
Yep.
And it's interesting, Karen Dearborn will be doing Jerome Robbins' choreography for this.
I think she's doing sort of spin on Robbins' choreography. Rather than reconstructing.
All right, that's interesting.
But she's choreographing. And one of the things that is unique about the program, as you say, is that we're a theater and dance department, and we really do try to find as many ways and as many different ways as we can for the two programs to cross over each other.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying earlier, in theater, we pride ourselves on aesthetic range. There's not a house style. We sort of aggressively resist the notion of a house style.
Yeah.
And that's true in the dance program, too. There are very serious students of ballet, jazz, tap, modern, and African dance, and faculty who have specialties in those areas. And so, you know, in this instance, it's a, Robbins Ballet, a style sort of influenced by Robbins Ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to come out for Master Choreographers, which is happening in February, they'll see, you know, pieces in all of those forms by a really spectacular array of professional choreographers. Mm-hmm. So that sort of sense of a potpourri of performance forms, that's what we try to be about.
But we've actually sensed that. I mean, not in a choreographic form by itself, as in a dance concert, but in the actual productions, the stage productions, you can see the dance and the movement influence and the actors and how they move on stage as well.
Yeah, I'm really happy to hear you say that, because that is the sort of sense of trying to help actors really be in their body with a really full expressive potential.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we think is a real advantage of a student coming to a place where there is a thriving dance program and in which the theater and the dance folks work together so closely and collaborate so frequently.
Which actually, and not to take away from On the Town, but brings us to the next item in the lineup, Moving Stories, which intrigues me because the description, I've read the material, very specifically says this is about dance as storytelling, dance as narration, sharing our stories through movement and dance. And I thought, isn't that fabulous in terms of, again, that intersection?
Yeah, Moving Stories is our sort of most produced and student choreographed concert. And so these are mostly senior, some junior dance majors, all of whom who have had the gone through both a training process, a composition process, and have had the opportunity to choreograph in other less public kinds of venues. And then this is the sort of apex of their, you know, choreographic career at Muhlenberg. And there's always, because we are a dance program that has this range of forms, there usually is a strong sort of center of modern pieces, but jazz influence, ballet influence, often there are tap pieces, often there are what you would think of as dance theater works, works that really, that incorporate lots of text. Sometimes we've had multimedia works. They're still in the process of putting the concert together, so I can't talk about it too much in specific, but I know from experience that it will be a wonderful concert.
And in a sense, we were talking earlier about that breadth of programming, whereas the Bourgeois Pig, which would be the next piece up, is a world premiere by an award-winning playwright. Yeah. Moving Stories, in a sense, too, for these students, is their first world premieres.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's this new work, and for the audience, that same level of excitement in a different way. You know?
Yeah. No, it's one of the things that we really do take pride in the theater program is that we do try to do new work. I mean, certainly the dance program does it all the time with the choreographers, who are always working fast to create a work from their imagination and the bodies of the folks who are in it. But also within the theater season, every other year or so, we've been able to do a world premiere, and this year it'll be Bridget Mullen's play, The Bourgeois Pig. She's had a relationship, an ongoing relationship, with one of our faculty, Beth Schachter. We did a play of hers a few years back called Monkey in the Middle.
That's right.
And she and Beth have been developing this particular play for a couple of years, really on both coasts. Bridget is based in Los Angeles and also maintains her agency is in New York and maintains a presence in New York. And this will be, she's, graced us with the opportunity to do the world premiere of this particular project. So
right,
we're thrilled about that.
This is the first time, though, she's working with Muhlenberg. Is that right?
No,
it's the second time.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry. I missed that.
Yeah.
Because I know that she is a 2012 Guggenheim fellow.
Yep.
The distinction there is certainly notable.
Yeah, no, that's most of your listeners probably know, that's a highly, highly competitive and prestigious award for writer to receive. So it's a big deal that we are able to have such a person, around, and she'll be present. So that's really fantastic for the students.
She will be.
Yeah. She's not going to be here she can't be here for the entire rehearsal process, but she'll be here for big chunks of time. So they'll be doing revisions up until the last minute. And I love Bridget, so I'm happy to just get to hang out with her, but also for the students to have the chance to see a real first-class professional writer at work trying to hone and fine-tune a piece to get everything that you can out of every moment. It's going to be a great process, I think.
And it does center, to some extent, around a dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
But yet, it's an intriguing story.
I think it's a wonderful play. The story is that the title comes from a bar in Los Angeles, which is a hangout for paparazzi, and it's a real place. And the play is centers on a photographer who was a Vietnam-era war photographer and then came back from Vietnam and couldn't find work, and so has ended up sort of gravitating toward celebrity photography. And and really, it's sort of at the moment when the celebrity culture that now is so ubiquitous and unavoidable in our lives, was taking hold and becoming the way that people see the world. And so, the play both is about him and his daughter and kind of challenging relationship between he and his children and his ex-wife. So that's the dysfunctional family part. But then I think it's also trying to look at a particular moment in American history and ask questions about why is it that this obsession with the shallow and celebrity culture has taken root so strongly.
And it
so
sounds
strongly.
Like a bit about imagery, too, how we see ourselves, the image of photography and body image.
Very
and
much so.
Product
yep.
ourselves as product.
Yeah,
briefly recap,
so.
44 plays for 44 presidents, September 29th to October the 3rd. On the Town, October the 26th through November the 4th. Moving Stories, November the 15th to the 17th. And the Bourgeois Pig, November 28th to December 2nd. We will adventure more into Muhlenberg's theater and dance department pathways and visit firsthand collaborations, synergistics, accomplishments, and educational advantages in the arts.
Wow, that's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
After this salient message, we'll be right back.
Ever wonder what it would be like to sit down and chat with Terry Gross? Well, here's your chance. WDIY is hosting a special meet-and-greet champagne reception with Terry on Saturday, October 27th from 5 to 6 p.m. at Blue Event Center in Bethlehem. Terry will be there to sign autographs, take photos, and chat a bit with each of the attendees. Tickets are very limited, so reserve yours today. $50 per person includes hors d'oeuvres and champagne. Call or email the station to reserve your spot. More information online at WDIY.org.
Oh, great. You got your ear out for us. Listen, I want to just thank Steve Aronson because sometimes I get to the end of the show and I rush through everything. He makes us – did you see us on TV? We look great.
That's because of Steve.
The color is just perfect, but the sound makes us really sound super. Thank you, Steve, for your work here as engineer. This is WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Muhlenberg College, as you know, is a liberal arts college of more than 2,500 students offering Bachelor of Arts degrees in theater and dance. The Princeton Review, incidentally, ranks Muhlenberg's production program in the top 10 in this, our beautiful nation. And our guest today is Dr. Jim Peck, and he's talking to us about the fall season. And now we're going to look a little bit at the spring season, if we can.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
Great.
Jumping around a little bit here. We go back, actually, to we were talking earlier about, again, the dance aspect of
sure.
the program. And it looks to me like the first thing that kicks off after the holidays is the Master Choreographers
yes,
concert.
Yeah, I'm very thrilled for the array of choreographers that the director of our dance program, Karen Dearborn, has lined up for this coming season. I guess one of the centerpieces of the concert will be Tourette Singleton is going to come and do a section of the Joffrey Ballet's signature work, which is by Gerald Arpino, and that's a real privilege to get the rights to stage that piece, and it'll be wonderful for audiences to be able to see it. And then, in addition to that, we're going to have new works by a couple of our faculty, a new faculty member, Jeffrey Peterson, who was for many years a member of the Danny Burcheski Dance Company, which is one of the premier jazz dance companies in the United States. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey's making a new work, and Corey Cowart, who's a modern choreographer and one of our faculty, will be making a new work, as will Shelley Oliver, who's a longtime faculty member and I have to say a killer tap dancer, mm-hmm. is going to make another tap work for us. And then we have some terrific guest artists coming. The Darrell Martin, who made a fantastic jazz work last year, is going to be back again. And in addition to that, we will have Heidi Cruz Austin, who will be making a ballet. And Heidi is on our faculty as well. Mm-hmm. So it's mm-hmm. it's a rich and various concert, as it always is.
And if I'm correct, then they'll be working with – it's another opportunity, again, for the students to be
sure.
working with not only the faculty who are first-class yeah. professionals, but the visiting artist, again, the person that it's just a wonderful kind of glimpse into that professional experience.
Sure. Yeah, one of the things that we really do try to do is to bring guest artists through. Mm. And so students have the opportunity to both interact with people who are, working in the profession, and in the hustle bustle of the profession.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's wonderful in and of itself, but often it provides an entree to a first professional mm-hmm. job after mm-hmm. they go. Mm-hmm. And Andrew Clark, who was with us the last time I came on
yes.
you guys' show,
yeah.
and Andrew went and did a residency with Darrell's company.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that sense of a personal connection that just kind of gives a little bit of a window into those opportunities. It's a real tangible benefit and a great thing.
And I would think a sense of confidence moving into that professional world after school, which can be,
yep.
if it's an abrupt change, I think it can be just daunting. It can be
right.
overwhelming.
Yeah, know? No, I think that's exactly right. It's great. It's good for us, too. It's good for by us, I mean the faculty.
Yeah.
You need to have some new blood and just new people to interact with
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Somebody to make sure that you're on your A game all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's your peer or even your better mm-hmm. to, sort of call us to be our best selves.
Great.
What, I'm cutting you off? I'm jumping. I'm taking
No, I wanted
space.
To talk about Bartholomew Fair a little bit because I suppose you could say it is beautifully body, B-A-W-D-Y, and because it's somewhat of a burlesque. And Ben Johnson, of course, who lives down the street from us.
No, not really.
Not really. A 1614 play, it's really... wonderful in its depiction of life in 1614, I suppose, fictional to some degree. But we do notice that it's being directed by Kevin Crawford, and the faculty spotlight is on a performance by Holly Kate.
Yeah, no, I'm thrilled about this project. You know, Ben Johnson's Bartholomew Fair is, I think, one of the great ribald comedies that has ever been written. It's it's about a group of sort of hoity-toity... hypocritical folks who head to the fair, and as soon as they get there, all of their pretensions and sense of themselves as terribly important people is overtaken by their embrace of the carnal delights of fair going, and it's a scream. The director is going to be a fellow named Kevin Crawford, who works in Italy. He's a UK, carries a UK passport, is a British man. But is the head of the MFA program at a acting conservatory in Arezzo, Italy, that we have had actually a long-standing relationship with. We send students to study there on a study abroad program. And Kevin is a founding member of the Roy Hart Company, very prestigious British ensemble that really has developed a whole technique of vocal work, a sort of full body, really powerful vocal sound. And Kevin will direct, and then his life partner is a woman named Carolyn Borsma, who's a cellist, widely recorded. Carolyn's coming as well to write new music and also to play for the production. And yeah, and my colleague Holly Kate will be playing Ursula, the pig woman. So yes, she sells pigs at the fair, and I'll let people come to see some of the other things that she does.
We only have a few moments left, but we do want to mention the New Visions Director Festival. It's coming up in March as well.
Absolutely.
We'll certainly have you back or a guest from Muhlenberg to talk more about the spring programs and offerings as we go along.
But that'd be great.
Maybe we can just mention a little bit about the Director's Festival.
Sure, yeah. Every year, one of the things that we do is we have... productions which are directed by students, and this year we have a beautiful, beautiful play by Ellen McLaughlin, which is a telling of the Oresteia story, the House of Atreus. It's called Iphigenia and Her Daughters. And then, in addition, there will be an evening of one-act plays, short one-acts, that we're calling Mental Landscapes, short plays by Samuel Beckett and Will Eno, and a wonderful Japanese writer called Kobo Abe, who's a contemporary of Beckett and very influenced by him. And then Francine Roussel will be directing Marriage of Figaro to close out the season, the Beaumarchais that was the basis of the Mozart opera that everyone is probably familiar with.
And Francine actually has, we had hoped to speak with her. She's a very busy woman right now. Yep. She's got a production of The Maids that we can see, Valley residents can see at Touchstone this coming weekend.
Yeah, I hope folks will come out and see that. She has directed Jean Genet's The Maids with two of our alums, Danny Ryan and James Ludlum, and she is acting in it. And you don't want to miss the chance to see Francine act, because she is the real deal, and she's playing the role of Madame. And it is at Touchstone this coming weekend. It played at Muhlenberg in a sort of in-house production for our students a couple weeks ago. And this last week it was at Philly Fringe Festival, played at the Walnut Street Theater in one of their upstairs theaters. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend it's at Touchstone. And she's put that together with her company, Kicking Mule Theater.
Okay.
And I saw the production, and it is... It's entrancing. It's a really wonderful production of a great, great play. So it's I highly recommend it.
Well, you've got a super, super season, the fall and coming up spring. We're all looking forward to it.
Thanks.
We want to remind folks that you can get group tickets. And in order to get tickets for yourself, you can call the box office at 484-664-3333. But I don't need to tell you that, because you can go on the web and at muhlenberg.edu. And find out what's going on in the theater and dance department. Jim, it's always great to have you here. Thank you for filling us in,
for keeping us informed,
and for offering a great theater program in the Lehigh Valley.
Thank you, George. Thank you, Kate, very much.
It's good to have you.
My pleasure.